from the great outdoors. This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Here's your cruise news for Tuesday, January 4th, 2022. Carnival Cruise Line President Christine Duffy assisted with raising the ball that dropped New Year's Eve in Times Square. A video shows Duffy and president of Countdown Entertainment, Jeffrey Strauss, rehearsing the countdown that would light up the ball and send it upwards shortly after dark. This year, Carnival was one of the main sponsors of the New Year's Eve celebration in New York's famous Times Square. And a recent report filed by CruiseIndustryNews.com shows that 32 new cruise ships are set to debut this year, with 25 still being built and 7 that were completed last year and expected to enter service this year. In total, the new lineup will add over 68,000 new cruise berths to the market. Highlights include the largest cruise ship in the world, Royal Caribbean's Wonder of the Seas, as well as Disney Wish, Disney's first new build in over 10 years. And finally, last Thursday, Disney Fantasy guests were not permitted ashore in St. Thomas due to an increase in cases on the island and a small number of cases on the cruise ship. The ship left St. Thomas around 9:30 a.m. and spent the day at sea. Because of the missed port, passengers were given a $200 onboard credit per cabin and a 20% discount on a future cruise if taken within the next 2 years. Fantasy was on a 7-night Eastern Caribbean cruise that ended this past Sunday. And cruise line stocks were up on Monday. Carnival Corporation up 6.5, 21.42. Royal Caribbean up 5.1, 80.83. And Norwegian up 7, 22.20. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. Here atop Powder Mountain in Utah, I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.